Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wrestling X Factor for Sunday, July 7th, 2013. It's your boy, Wayne Benitez, up on here. Yeah, what up, everybody? Yeah, we got professional wrestling and the Rude Boy, Slick Wagner Brown. Hey, Slick.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Ain't nothing. Yeah, just making it through from the heat.
Huh?
Just making through the heat.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's pretty hot out here.
It's hot, yeah. And it's an honor to be on Wrestling X Factor for you, man.
What's that?
It's an honor to be on Wrestling X Factor show.
Oh, I appreciate you guys having me, man.
All right. And who were your big influence in wrestling to get you to become a pro wrestler?
My aunt and uncle, man, they used to be wrestling fanatics, so they used to watch it on the regular, and so I started watching it, and I used to watch WWF, you know, it was called WWF then, WWE now. And just the smaller guys mostly, man. You know, some of my favorites were like smaller guys by those days' standards. You know, they're big guys today, but guys like Shawn Michaels, Mr. Perfect, Rick Rude, Macho Man, you know, even Warrior, man. He's one of my favorites because of his energy and his look, you know, just like a comic book character come to life watching him, you know.
Right.
So, you know, those guys, man, the wrestlers, you know, and wrestlers, like Ricky Steamboat and people like that.
Right. And who were your trainers when you got started?
After high school, I wrestled in high school for like 3 years, and I didn't have any plans on going to college after high school. So, you know, I was thinking, you know, I used to mess around with my buddies and stuff and wanted to take it serious. So one of my friends, his name is Bo Douglas, he wrestles now on the underground, and he found Kowalski School, man. He found a school in Malden, which wasn't far from where we lived. And it happened to be run by Killer Kowalski, man. And it's just luck that way that, you know, his school was right around the corner from where we live. So we went to check it out and fell in love with it, man. It was just, we immediately knew from the moment we walked in that this is what we were going to do.
Right. And who is the favorite guys in the business you like working with?
A lot of the guys that I train with, guys like John Walters, Luis Ortiz, Eddie Edwards, DC Dillinger, Bo Douglas, some of the guys that was not a part of the school, guys like Homicide. There's a million guys, man. Guys like AJ Styles, Chris Sabin, I work with those guys. I even work with guys like Jerry Lawler, man, and Terry Funk, you know. So the list is wide, and I have the opportunity to work with a lot of good guys, man. There's too much to name, but, you know, some of those guys, just to name a few. But there are many. The list is long.
Right. How was working with Hurricane Helms? How was that also? I have seen that also.
Yeah, man, I got the opportunity to work with him on WWE Sunday Night Heat when they had Sunday Night Heat TV show. And I worked him and Rosie in a tag match. My partner was Romeo Roselli. He later became one of the heartthrobs with another friend of mine, Antonio Thomas. That was a great experience, man. It's so much fun and so easy and so competitive working with a guy like Hurricane, you know what I mean?
Right.
He's good at what he does, and he makes it fun at the same time, you know, even though the nerves was going crazy on that level because, you know, from the moment you walk behind the scenes of WWE, you're on a job interview. So, you know, it's kind of crazy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they always said that Vince McMahon could be intimidating. Like, he's like the president of the United States when he comes through backstage.
Yeah, I mean, the first time, him personally, he doesn't try to come across like that, but because you see him on TV and you know, this is a guy that can
right.
change your whole life. So, you know, it's a crazy experience, just, you know, coming face to face and, you know, him shaking hands and just, you know, being appreciative of you being there, you know what I'm saying? They pay you to be there to work for a job interview, but, you know, a lot of guys will do it for free, you know what I mean?
Right. And then also to see your name out there on the board also along with the other matches in order.
Yeah, I mean, all that was good, man, because it's like I'm a kid from, you know, I was born and raised in Jamaica. I came here when I was 9 years old, and I came to Boston, and, you know, to start with a vision of watching it on TV with my family and to saying that I want to do it and then to actually be doing it and then finding yourself backstage WWE, you know, TV show where you watch as a kid and people on the show that you know, you looked up to and admired as a kid, and you're, you're actually sharing a locker room with these guys, you know what I mean? So it's crazy how you can, you know, envision something and then put everything you have into it and realize, bring it to life.
Right. And you also usually have also worked with big business also. He's sort of like your bodyguard.
Yeah, man, I got business with me in 2CW. I mean, he doesn't do every show, but we try to bring him in for the big ones. And he's my executive protection over there now, you know, because on the pay per view I beat Colt Cabana, so you know Colt Cabana is a former WWE guy, so you know the next thing to do is get the belt back. And once that happens, you know what I mean? You beat Colt Cabana on pay-per-view and you get the belt back, you're going to be a marked man. So I figure I need some protection. And big business is it.
Right. And also, how was it like working with Urban Wrestling Federation?
I enjoyed it, man. You know, a lot of people clown, you know, the company from the beginning, but... You know, I had an open mind going into it, man. And for me, it was just like there was nothing like it, you know what I'm saying? You know, out of all the companies I've worked for and all the concepts I've seen, I've never seen anything like the Urban Wrestling Federation. So I thought it was a great opportunity to bring something new to the business. Of course, there was you know, going to be learning curves and things that need to be, you know, to be done to improve the product, but overall, man, the big picture is that it's different. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's something that has not been done or is being done right now. And how many times can you say that in pro wrestling? So
right.
I thought it was a great company, man. I wish it was still going on right now. I wish they would continue to, you know, put some stuff into it, man, because I think it had a lot of potential, you know what I'm saying? And besides,
right.
It gave guys who aren't being given an opportunity anywhere else an opportunity. And if anything else, that's a good thing.
Right. And I also noticed that it was a good concept that hip-hop meets wrestling.
Absolutely. I mean, how many times you listen to a record, you know, with hip-hop and or an album, and here's the guys talking about wrestling. They're big wrestling fans. So, you know, I would think the two would eventually come together, but they never did until then. And, you know, when you, the Urban Wrestling Federation was going on, and, you know, there were some things that you would see on the WWE that, you know, that was you can relate to from the Urban Wrestling Federation. So who knows what else would have happened if they continued to push, you know what I'm saying?
Right. And then also a lot of criticism about the Urban Wrestling Federation that they kill off that they storylines are killing off people and hustling and all of this. But what matters was the wrestling in the ring that was actually the main thing that was real good about Urban Wrestling Federation.
Absolutely. I mean, don't get me wrong. They did a lot of stereotypical stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? And sure, it's not, you know, some people are going to look at it in a bad light, but people are talking, right? When you're a new company, that's what you want, whether it's negative or not. Look at ECW. When ECW first came out, people weren't, all, you know, they had their fans, but there was a lot of people that didn't like it because it was different. And, you know, these guys are going through tables and lighting people on fire. And they were doing things that people have never seen in the United States. A lot of things they were doing, people were doing that in Japan already. But people have never seen it here in the United States. So they didn't like it because it was different. But
right.
when you're trying to make an impact and you're trying to get people to notice you, that's what you got to do. You got to do things that are different. And they definitely did that.
Right. And I think it was actually innovative also. They're also in a different alternative to what you see on Impact and Raw.
Absolutely. It was totally different. Totally different. But what they shared in common with all those companies is the in-ring product, like you said. When the bell rang, the dudes that was in that ring could bring it, like anybody else on TV.
Right. And it was actually, they had also great commentating along with the matches also.
Yeah, and innovative commentary. You know what I mean?
Right.
A lot of things those guys would say on commentary, other companies either couldn't say it or wouldn't say it. You know what I mean?
Right. And they actually was storyline driven also. It tells a story.
Yeah,
also.
I mean, any wrestling show, man, you need characters, you need storyline, and you need in-ring action. And they had all that. Any good TV show, you need those three elements, you know what I mean? And they had it.
Right.
Granted, it wasn't perfect, but how many companies you say they are? They had stuff to work on, but they had a great start. Great start.
Right. And how was working with also Uncle Murder also?
That was cool, man. I mean, at first it was rocky, you know what I mean? The relationship between the wrestlers and the rappers, a lot of them was cool, but it was rocky. I mean, they didn't know us and we didn't know them. So
right.
Anytime it's like being on the playground, you know what I'm saying, or on the basketball court. It's gonna be like that. But then, you know, after they saw what we could do in the ring, and then, you know, after we saw what they could do with bringing like more realism to the product, we developed a mutual respect for each other, and everything was cool after that.
Right. And how was working with TNA doing the gut check, and also with also working your match with Amazing Red?
That was another cool experience, man. I did their gut check in Richmond, Virginia, and you know, I drove down there and did the thing, and there was about, you know, 20-25 guys, and they call I think two guys back. I was one of the two guys. The other guy was Ricky Reyes, and you know, I had a match with Amazing Red. You know, I thought it was good. The crowd was into it. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, they didn't offer me another opportunity. You know what I mean?
To
build on that. So I don't know. You know, obviously,
right.
You know, they didn't. You know, either they didn't see a way to make money, or they didn't know what to do with me. I don't know.
Right.
But
and,
I pitched a great idea to that.
Gave 110%. Oh.
If I gave 110%?
Yeah, you actually did. When he was working with Amazing Red.
Oh yeah, I always give 110%, man. No matter where I'm at, it could be 20 people, 200 people, 2,000, 20,000, doesn't matter. You know what I mean? I love what I do, and, you know, I'm a firm believer in that. No matter how many people are out there, they all paid the same ticket price, you know what I mean? They paid to see a show, and that's what they're going to get, you know, when I'm on the card, that's what they're going to get, always.
Right.
I don't believe in A, B, C show, whatever, you know what I mean?
Right. And it's just been a travesty how gut check has sort of like been a letdown for a lot of people and even the wrestlers also, and the ones that have been cut recently.
Yeah, I mean, I think the whole gut check segment and idea is a unique one. It's not new, but it's unique, you know what I mean, for as far as a TV show is concerned. And just releasing the guys that they released, you know, of course, you know, the rumor is they need to, you know, loosen up some, you know, some money. But, I mean, at the same time, that's one of your big pluses, you know. When I watch the show, I like the gut check thing because it brings a whole new, like, realism to the show for me. You know what I mean?
Right.
There's guys that want to be, you know, on TV wrestling, and they're sharing their story. And I think a lot of people at home watching can relate to that. You know what I mean? Even if they're not trying to be a wrestler, they're trying to get a promotion in their job. They're trying to get this new job, or they're trying to do. They have some kind of goals, and they can relate to that. You know what I mean? These guys have goals, and they're doing what they have to do to accomplish them. And I think a lot of people at home can relate to that. So when you release, you know, guys, and a bunch of them is, you know, gut check guys that you just hired a year ago or two, it's not a good look, you know what I mean?
Right.
And it's not, it kind of takes the heart out of the whole thing, or takes the, you know, the fresh air out of it, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's not as believable anymore, you know what I'm saying?
Right. It was actually over. A lot of talented, good workers in that gut check also. That should have been signed.
Absolutely, there's a lot of talent that went through that system, man. And I mean, that's just a reflection on the state of the business right now. You know what I mean? And as far as the opportunities that are available, you know what I mean? I mean,
right.
You got a lot of guys in that gut check that I've seen, or just from the list, or just word of mouth of people that I've heard have done it. It amazes me, because a lot of those guys should already be on TV wrestling. They should already have jobs and opportunities, you know what I mean? But
right.
The way the business is now, there's not a lot of places to go, you know what I'm saying? And it's sad, but when I came in, the business was flourishing. It was the Attitude Era, and business was crazy, you know what I mean?
Right.
But I think looking back then, man, and looking back now, there's probably more talent on the ground now than there was
right.
back then. You know what I mean? How crazy is that?
Right. And I think that I think Hogan doesn't give back to wrestling or the ones that's also on the indies also and other places that have been busting their ass. He's just there for himself and the money.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know what he's doing or what he's not doing. You know what I mean? But when I watch like this whole new angle with Sting and Kurt Angle and Joe and Magnus, we need more of that. You know what I mean? That's being done right. We need more of that. You're always gonna need the veterans and the legends and the icons like those guys. And you also need the young guys, because that creates that balance, you know what I'm saying? And you can't
right.
you can't make a Sting or a Kurt Angle and guys like that without, you know what I mean, the legend. Before them, somebody else made those guys, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, for example, like ECW, Tommy Dreamer and Sandman and Raven, you know, those guys were the Joes and the Magnuses, you know what I'm saying? And it took
right.
It took the Terry Funks and the Mick Foley's, you know what I'm saying, and the Tuco Scorpios
yeah.
to come in and make those guys, you know what I'm saying? Before,
right.
people weren't buying tickets to see those guys, but after they were in programs and they wrestled those guys and they fought those guys and people saw what they can do, now people were buying tickets to see those guys, you know what I'm saying? I mean, time changes and people's faces and names change, but, you know, I mean, the game remains the same. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And also, how about what you think of working with Frank Goodman's former USA Pro?
USA Pro, man. You know the stories, man. There's a lot of stories about USA Pro. It's legendary. But, you know, I had a good time working with USA Pro, man, you know, besides the fact that you know, you were there for a day and a half. But, you know, it was good, man. Frank brought in a lot of good talent, you know what I'm saying, guys that been there, done that, guys that were coming up. Whatever you were looking for, you can find it at a USA Pro show. There was hardcore, there was technical, there was brawling, there was everything, man. There was characters, whatever you wanted out of a wrestling show.
Okay.
You can get it. And that was one of the unique things about Frank Goodman's show. You know what I mean? They were long as hell.
Yeah, 4 hours, four and a half.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, you can have dinner at home and, you know what I mean, have a dessert or two and then go to the show if you want. You know what I mean? It was still going on. But
right.
Frank knows that. You know what I mean? But
right.
Frank is a businessman. You know what I mean?
Right. And he's still running shows in Florida.
He's still doing his thing in Florida. I don't know how those shows are compared to the ones in New York, but I've never done the ones in Florida. You know what I mean?
Right.
But he's still doing his thing out there.
Right. And what about Jack Savitt? What do you think of him as a promoter and businessman?
I don't really know much about Jack. You know what I mean? I know he does his shows, and I know guys that work with him. I've never worked with him. I think I met him a couple of times at Frank Goodman's shows, but I've never worked with him or for him. You know what I mean? So I can't comment on his company or how it's run or anything like that because I don't know.
Right. And were you ever interested in going to Ring of Honor?
Yeah, man. Ring of Honor is one of the top threes out there right now. You know what I mean?
Right.
So obviously, there's if the opportunity presented itself, I would take it because it's a chance to be seen. You know what I mean? I think
right.
You know I think I've done a pretty good job of getting my name out there and building a reputation, a name for myself without. Ever being in the top three, you know what I mean? I would love to do something in the top three because, you know what I mean? That's the most exposure you're going to get anywhere, you know what I mean? So
right.
I'm always looking for an opportunity to move up, man. I'm, never complacent, always hungry, you know what I mean?
Right. Do you ever have thoughts of going overseas to, like, Japan or anywhere in Europe to work?
I've done it, man, when I was younger. But, to do it now, it's kind of complicated because I've got, a life out here and I got to, maintain it. And it's hard to maintain it when you go overseas for 3 months and then you come back and you got to start over again. You know what I'm saying? And then you go overseas and come back. So for me, that part is difficult. If I could find a company that's going to pay me, a rate where I can, support myself and my family, then obviously, yeah, you know what I mean? Like a New Japan or something like that, if they were going to give me a contract offer or something like that where I can make it work, you know what I mean? Then
right.
Absolutely. Because, my time's over there. I've enjoyed it. I've always wanted to go to Japan, and I went to Japan a few times, and it was always a fun experience, a learning experience. Over there, wrestling is it's the truth over there. You know what I mean? Those guys are respected and treated like the Beatles. You know what I mean? So
right.
I mean the fans they just. They respect the hell out of pro wrestling over there, man. And you walk by the bookstore and you see or a convenience store and you see the paper. The wrestling is on the front page. So, it's on the TV, on like the sports shows. So it shows you what the level of respect they have for pro wrestling and how it's treated over there.
Right. And do you have anything to plug?
My website, this is SWB.com, and Twitter, you can find me on Twitter, at this is SWB, and just check out my schedule, my merchandise. I got a couple of shows coming up with 2CW on the 19th of July, which is like another 2 weeks. They're a good company out in upstate New York, man, making moves, they're doing the iPay-per-view thing now. They had one. Like in April of this year, they're gonna have another one in November, I believe, of this year. So they're doing big things, making moves, man. Their company to definitely look out for. They were like Internet Promotion of the Year on PW Insider for like 2 years in a row. So they're doing big things. And then you got CTWE, which is having their 5th anniversary show in August, the 24th, I believe. They got Nash coming in, a couple other guys. So that's going to be a good show to look out for, you know what I mean? But check out my schedule, man, and, Big Time Wrestling is also another one out of Massachusetts. They got a lot of good things going on. They're bringing a lot of good guys, and, you know what I mean? Like I said, guys that have been there, done that, and guys that are coming up, whatever you need, you can find on a big time wrestling show. Good shows, man. So check them out.
Oh, okay. And it's been an honor to have you on here. You can come back anytime to plug your future shows.
Okay. Thank you, guys, man. I appreciate you having me on. I hope your audience enjoyed the interview.
Yes. And you can also contribute to our Wrestling X Factor group page on Facebook also.
What's that?
You can also plug any of your shows on Wrestling X Factor group page on Facebook.
Okay. If you want to send me that in my inbox, man, I'll definitely do that. Inbox
me
the page.
No problem. You have a good evening.
All right, Wayne. Thank you, man. I appreciate you having me on.
No problem, man.
All right, take it easy.
All right. That was Slick Wagner Brown, ladies and gentlemen. And if you want to check out the archives, they on Wrestling X Factor on blogtalkradio.com or our group page at Wrestling X Factor on Facebook. So this is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later.
You blowing up a phone. She ain't trying to pick up. Drinking out the bottle. Lena with a model. I throw 100 racks up. She think I hit the lotto. Riding with the wolves. I ain't talking Minnesota. Shorty coming over. Go and bend it over. Let me plank on it. Put a drink on it. Heard you a freak. Put my name on it. Montana.
She want to give it to me out the door. So this a girl already know it. Never turn for me, she tip on her tongue.
Big belly, rude boy, $1 million hustler. Pull up in that Beamer, all the lady want, fuck him, everything he have for dick. No nigga sick. Shower them posse, Vivian Black, don't make me pull up in your ass up in a taxi. Them pussy rich like a bunch of hoes. Selling work and my niggas taxing. And they never make me pay for no hoes, no. Murder for coke, rib, rib. Murder for coke. Murder for coke, rib, rib. Murder for coke. Big bills, big breasts, and bikini talking DC, LA, get a martini talking JA, VI, straight Trini, true yard, double M, we gon' ride. Biggest of the ball, say Hell Selassie. Hell Selassie.
This girl, I tell me, say she on it. She won't give it to me out the door. So this a girl already know it. Need my car for me, she slip on her tongue.
Charlie for the bitches, I'm ready for the bitches. Six whips, paper planes, I ain't there, do the dishes out. So provocative, ain't nobody stopping up. Shout out to Toronto, where I know a couple Hobbitses. Rude boy, flexing, got my lamb necklace. You be on my line, I be on to the next one. Ayasanize, green and white flag, fire lanes, I be running twice. No facade, my pocket thick as Nicki Minaj. I pour the rock and I mix it with the Simply, I'm gone. My model bed decent, I bought a couple pieces. She still suck her teeth, I be saying Da Vinci wrong.
Work,
more fire, man. Work, light me up.
Fuck you, talk,
man. Now these real flow. Live bitches, lie to haters, live real flow.
This girl, I tell me, so she on it. She won't give it to me out the door. So this girl, I really know it. Me my car for me, she flip on her tongue.
Huh. Montana!